Hi, welcome back to Anthropolitical, the social anthropology podcast at ESIC. Today's short story has been kindly shared by Nadia Kempter, a PhD student at the University of Zurich. Nadia has previously contributed to the podcast series Was forscht eigentlich? Today, we are honored to welcome her back as she offers a glimpse into her time in Vietnam researching dairy farmers. So sit back, relax, and let yourself be transported to Vietnam.
Over our heads. It was a bitter cold morning in the northern mountains of Vietnam. My assistant Ming and I joined the morning milking at a small farm, and we were up and freezing since 4 a.m. Ling and Huang, the farmers owning this small family-run dairy farm, just finished milking their 60 cows. After the bustling activity of milking and the loud screaming of agitated animals, the morning calmed down. While Huang went out for his main job as an inseminator, Ling stayed behind. Being out in the barn at this point for more than 3 hours, our hands started to numb and we couldn't feel our toes anymore. So Ling invited us in to warm up. The day before, the couple prepared sausages, which were now hanging over an open fire in the kitchen. While she was sitting on a small wooden stool in front of the fire, fanning the flames, she told us the story of her new barn. Ling and Huang just recently built their new house and the barn at this place. But the money was tight, and they couldn't build the kitchen fully yet. Instead, we were sitting in a metal shack attached to the back door with an open fireplace, some tables and a rice cooker in the corner. Smoke started to fill up the whole room. It was dark, it was stuffy, and it was amazingly warm. We started talking about their plan to finish the kitchen in the next year when Ling told us the story of how she and Huang had a bit of a rough start in dairy farming. It all started in 2016. After Ling and Huang got married, they decided to leave the dairy farms of their families and start their own little farm. They bought an old barn from another farmer and invested in 24 cows to start. But just 2 months in, strange incidents started to happen. Ling sighed and recounted the events. Right after we were finishing renovating the farm, for some reasons, our cows kept dying, she said. The animals were screaming during the nights and were agitated, running around, she told us. In 1 week, 7 animals ran straight into the barn wall, head first. They lost all of them in that week, almost a third of their whole herd. Most of them were dying from head injuries. Ling confessed that she was very confused and scared. But because she was told by her grandparents that the barn was built on an old ethnic cemetery, they kept calling different shamans to connect to the spiritual world and understand what was happening. One shaman connected to these spirits, and she told that the spirits' heads were damaged from scooping, so they kept making the cows hit their heads into the wall and die. She also pointed at a small spot on the property where the couple had filled up a hole in the ground during renovation. Agitated, Ling told us, "How could we know? We were building our farm, so we just filled it up. After filling up that hole, oh my goodness, it screwed up my family. That time, I was so demotivated. I thought that was the end of us, probably bankruptcy." There were no bones, nothing left in the graveyard. But that, Ling assured us, was not the problem. She explained, "Now, whether we move the grave or not, it means nothing, because the previous family already damaged the grave." For over a year, Ling and Huang kept calling different kind of shamans to solve the issue with spiritual ceremonies, but nothing worked. The last incident even involved Huang personally. One night, Ling recalled, "While we were sleeping, my husband woke up. His eyes kept looking around like this and then ran straight out to the neighbor's banana bush and kept standing there. 'Who is that?' he said. At that moment, my heart was pounding so hard. I took a flashlight, ran after him, tried to wake him up with a loud bang. I hit him so hard, she chuckled. It took them 7 shamans in 1 year and a lot of money to finally find a lady who was able to perform a flying head ritual and a chan-chak, which is making spiritual barriers with talisman and feng shui objects. They burned votive papers and offerings to satisfy and calm the spirits. After that, the cow stopped getting sick or dying, and the herd successfully grew in the next years. But the little family could never really find peace there. The farm got regularly flooded with heavy rains, and the cows kept getting sick, standing in high water, which was raising up to Ling's armpits. It took them very long to convince the authorities, with a lot of videos and pictures, that this place really was not suitable for dairy farming. Finally, in 2021, Ling and Huang left the old place behind and moved just 5 minutes away up the hill to a new place. With a smile, Ling told us, "We're happy here now." While Ling and Huang had finally left this old haunted place behind, Ming and I were not finished yet. Ming insisted that on the way back home, we really should make a stop and have a look around there. The barn was broken down, but the plot of land was now used by neighbors to plant vegetables. We just spotted a big brown field of what looked like dirt to us, and out of curiosity, and with a boost of energy, Ming just straight walked into the middle of the parcel with his brand new sneakers. Halfway through, he suddenly sunk in, up to his hips, into the dirt. And what seemed to be dirt in our untrained eyes turned out to be a huge layer of just slightly dried cow's poop being laid out as fertilizer. For 15 minutes, I struggled to pull Ming out, as he was sucked up by cow's manure and he couldn't move his legs. He lost both his shoes that day, driving us back home on the motorcycle in socks. And our socks and trousers actually never fully lost the smell of fermented cow's poop. What might be the moral of this story? Never disturb old tales and peacefully calmed spirits by walking over their heads again.